Thank you, Mr. President. I want to use my right of reply in response to the statement by the representative of Iran. He said in his statement, or he mentioned some accusations against the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia. I would like to underline the following. The Islamic Republic of Iran is the least of the countries that can talk about peace in the area. Last Thursday, the Kingdom intercepted a number of missiles launched by Houthi groups who are supported by Iran. Last Thursday, Iran is specialized in this kind of action and provides support to various militias across the Middle East. So we're talking here about the largest sponsor of terrorism in the world, Iran. Iran has had the habit of doing contradictory things at the same time. For example, it expresses its concern over the humanitarian situation across the area, but at the same time, it provides support to terrorist militias in the area, particularly in the Middle East. So the Houthi militias and the Houthi militias and Hezbollah are the leading terrorist militias, which are backed by Iran in weapons and in financial funds. Now, we have heard the representative of Iran talk about peace. We also see at the same time that there are militias that are committing the gross violations of human rights. I would like to mention His Excellency the U.S. Ambassador's statement in what he said about Iran's behavior in the area. I think what the American ambassador said was right. And I think if we were to lift the embargo, weapons embargo on Iran, and if Iran was able to export weapons, then the Middle East would be facing a huge threat. So I call on the member countries to take into consideration the aggressive behavior of Iran and to take the interest of the area into consideration. I'm talking about the Middle East. Thank you.